The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our special guest, John Pendrack, certified appraiser with John A. Ruddy Appraisal Company, Inc.
Correct.
Good morning.
Services, Inc.
Yeah. And you are also a realtor. Full-time realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
Yes, I am. Don't have much time to do that anymore, but I still try to dabble into sales every now and then whenever I get the opportunity.
Yes, well, you're very good at it, both the listing and the sales. And we're here every Saturday and Sunday discussing various real estate topics and answering questions. We have a full-time real estate office with 12-plus realtors, and we've been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Or you can visit us at 111 West Drinker Street. That's at Dunmore Corners. Or you can search the MLS or search our listings by viewing them at jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com. John, quickly before we get started, you're a certified appraiser. You've been doing appraisals for how long?
As an apprentice, I started in late 2005, became certified this past March, so 5 years.
Great.
5 years.
And you've been selling and listing for?
Since I got back into the business in 2004, became a realtor actually in 1975, escrowed my license, like I said. Took some time out to raise a family, pursue some other ideas. Got back into the real estate business in 2004, sold real estate up until this year when I became a certified appraiser, and now I'm so busy with appraisals. Like I said, I don't have too much time for sales, but I do try to accommodate people when they call me.
Great. Well, you're a good realtor and a great appraiser. Last week, we were talking about the basics of an appraisal, and thank you for setting the time again for us this week. As we have a few more questions to ask you, what happens when you are doing an appraisal and because of the sales situation out there, we don't have a ton of sold properties to view. We don't have a lot of history. And oftentimes lenders require that your comparable properties that you use in appraisal be current in within the last 6 months. It used to be a year, but they want 6 months, correct?
It used to be a year. Now, because of market changes, they actually require or look for appraisals or sold homes that took place within the last 6 months.
So what happens if you're doing that unique appraisal and there are no sold properties in a neighborhood such as the subject property or any neighborhood similar in that town?
And you really earn your money. You got to do your due diligence, knuckle down, ask around the neighborhood if for any private sales, or you make a trip to the assessment office down at the Lackawanna County Courthouse and you start going through files. And I have to say that the people down at the assessment office are pretty cooperative when they're not busy and they're ready, willing, and able to help with the mentioning of properties that they have knowledge of that recently sold, if you tell them what you're looking for. Very nice staff down there.
Well, it's nice that John does this because I know of some appraisers personally I've dealt with that don't take the time and the effort to go down there and to search out the similar sold homes. They just want to look what's in the MLS, and if it's not there, they don't want to, then it doesn't exist to them. But John, I've seen John do it. John takes the time and goes the extra mile to go down and search out the solds and get you a true value.
We spend a lot of time down in the assessment office searching and verifying data just to make sure that what is on the multi-list is true. And the guys down at the assessment office do a good job of accurately depicting a house as far as square footage goes and the amenities.
That's really wonderful that you do that. It actually tells me how thorough you really are.
You try to be. It's what we do, and we want to be good at it. So we put a lot of time and due diligence into looking for situations like, especially in situations like that, when there are no comparables through the MLS. Most people end up listing their homes through the MLS, so it is a great source of data. However, you do at times encounter those situations, those assignments, where maybe there isn't sufficient data. There aren't comparables that are available through the MLS, and that's where you have to go out and make the trip or go around the neighborhood and ask if anybody knows of any recent sales.
Well, there are areas that don't have a lot of sales at any one given time, and we actually live in one of those areas. And there's also an area of Scranton that doesn't realize that many property sales within a given year. So tell me this, if you go to the assessor's office and you don't find a property similar in similar areas, similar square footage or similar amenities, can you go to another area? Can you get a comparable from, say, like a Clark Summit or the Mid Valley or Down Valley if you're doing an appraisal for Greenridge or Dunmore?
You can. Lenders typically like to see comparables from within the defined neighborhood. Typically, if it's in the city, they want comparables from within a 1 mile radius. If you're in the suburbs, they are looking for comparables maybe a 3 mile radius. And if you're rural, which there aren't too many rural situations anymore, they might go higher than, say, 5 miles. Rural situations are rare anymore, in this area anyhow, because to find something rural means you have to maybe travel 20 miles in one direction to get to a city. And typically you don't see that anymore because cities are pretty closely connected now.
Okay, so you can go to those other areas, but they really don't want you to. That's what I'm getting.
Right.
But there are some times where allowances will be made and exceptions will be made.
Yes, and you have to argue that and defend it in your appraisal report. Do your due diligence and make adjustments accordingly for location and neighborhoods.
Which brings me to my next point. I'm noticing a lot of review appraisals and review appraisers. There's a lot more of that happening in today's market than was happening, say, 3, 4, 5 years ago. What's a review appraisal and why are review appraisals happening more?
Just to check on the credibility of the original appraiser's work and to make sure that it's up to snuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you can't be doing comparable homes between Scranton and Waverly?
You don't want to compare apples and oranges.
I've seen some things.
That would be a stretch. Yes. There are certain guidelines that you have to adhere to, and you don't want to compare apples and oranges.
So if a consumer has a question, is that nobody can choose the appraiser today in today's world.
That is correct.
The buyer can't choose the appraiser they want when they're buying a home. A seller can't choose the appraiser they want, even if they know them, for their value. But can they suggest, if they know a house in the area that has sold, that is a private sale, can they let you know about that? Or can they tell you, look, please don't use the one across the street because it's a foreclosure?
They can't tell you not to use a house across the street, but they can certainly suggest that they have knowledge of a house that's sold, and you can possibly consider it as a comparable in your workup and on the report.
So, okay, so if a foreclosure sold for way under what they're asking or what they've negotiated with the buyer, would you even consider that foreclosure if it's in the immediate area?
You can consider a foreclosure if foreclosures are driving the market, if that's what's driving that neighborhood, with adjustments made accordingly.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. A lot of good information there. We're going to be headed towards a break, and you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Today, we'd like to go over a listing at 523 Susquehanna Avenue in Oliphant. This is a listing by Tony Blasi. Tony's a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, newly licensed. And if you are looking for a fixer-upper, if you like to do work, this is the house for you because it has an open floor plan on first floor. 8 rooms, 4 bedrooms, 1 bath, built in around 1920. Good square footage for the price. the price is $59.9. Square footage is almost a little under 1,600 square feet. Has gas heat and Mid-Valley Schools. Living room, dining room, kitchen on first, and then the bedrooms and the bathrooms on second. Again, that's 523 Susquehanna Avenue in Oliphant. It's break time, so we will be back shortly with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When you close your eyes and imagine the home of your dreams, what do you think of? The perfect bathroom or the perfect kitchen? Or maybe you've always wanted the perfect room to curl up and watch the game or read a book. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate wants to help you find that perfect home. Whether it's time to move up or you're simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice your comfort, take a virtual tour at jruddy.com. Looking today or know someone who is? Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724 or jruddy.com. Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturdays at 8:30 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Century 21 Jack Ruddy knows real estate.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Good morning.
Good morning. And John Pendrack with us, our certified appraiser from John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services, Inc. And we've discussed so far when you have an appraisal, it's difficult to find some comparable sales sometimes, and going down to the assessor's office is something that John makes part of his appraisal process, and that makes him a great appraiser. Going on with the show, I'd first like to thank John for joining us today. Thank you very much. John Pendrack, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And going on with the show, I'd like to talk about a recent Pennsylvania Association of Realtors email I received from Dorinda. I was checking in on the status of the bill that was before the House and the Senate that was going to make mandatory sprinkler systems on all new constructions of single-family homes. What do you think about that?
Well, I have two thoughts on that. I was a New York City fireman, and now I'm a realtor. From a firefighter's perspective, I can understand it, but I would think it would be more necessary in a commercial occupancy or a multiple dwelling or maybe even a condo. That private homes, I think if you have a good smoke detector tied into a central alarm system, I think you're covered. Plus, I've seen them do a lot of damage when they go off accidentally.
Well, the Pennsylvania Builders Association is opposed to the mandatory sprinklers in new residential construction, and so is PAR, the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. And actually, they think they've worked out an extension, and the Senate has agreed to run the bill with an amendment that would delay the implementation for 1 year. So instead of January 2011, it looks like it might be January 2012. And then the bill will go to the House for concurrence and after the November elections, and this code change affects only single-family new construction at this time, but the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors' concern is one day it could be expanded to existing homes.
Now, my question would coincide with Pat's statement. Why just new construction of single-family homes and not multi-unit dwellings?
I believe they're mandatory in multi-unit homes already.
Already?
I believe they are.
Okay.
They're claiming that these are the points that why the associations are against it. First of all, I mean, obviously the cost, it's going to increase construction costs significantly, and so here's, you know, they're saying that Pennsylvanians can't afford it, and already in a down market, why cripple us even more
to throw in that much of an extra cost?
Yeah, let's just throw some more costs on.
Yeah,
mandatory sprinklers are unnecessary due to the fact that hardwire interconnected smoke detectors are already mandatory. So they already have a system in place, they're saying. And didn't we talk about the fact that oftentimes you would go in to properties and the sprinkler systems would just be going off, causing more damage?
If you hit the head, and if it's a charged system, and if you hit the head with a ladder or you're doing something in the house, now you got a garden hose spraying in your living room.
I was going to say, and what is it exactly that causes them to go off? Is it smoke?
No, it's heat.
Is it a heat?
It's heat.
So
they're plugs, but if they're sticking out of the ceiling, they can inadvertently go off if you hit it with something. I mean, now I'm sure they recess them. They have them a little bit better hidden than when I was doing it, but...
But still, to what extent of heat does it take to set them off?
I don't remember the numbers, but it needs heat.
And just growing up, though, I grew up with a wood stove. That is hot, hot heat. There's a difference between, I feel, radiator heat, you know, like the steam radiators versus wood stoves versus electric. And a wood stove really throws a hot, hot heat. Inadvertently, could somebody set it off like that? And if that's the case, how much damage is it going to do to their house?
It'll do a lot of damage, and it won't even turn the stove off. It'll just make the stove wet and steamy.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have to install that stove within so many... That's the thing. You're going to have to... I don't know.
There's too many stipulations too many to
rules.
Change it all around.
Too many rules.
Well, yeah, and here's, you know, this is really another point, that the decision for additional fire safety devices should be a consumer choice.
I agree.
Really should be the consumer's choice. If they want a sprinkler system, fine. If they don't, fine too.
I agree.
So that's coming up, and we like to make sure people are aware of those changes that will be occurring. How about a recent Time magazine article? Okay, they wondered if owning a home makes economic sense anymore.
Absolutely. It makes more sense now than any time before.
Why would it not make economic sense?
Well, that's the article. And it goes on to cite reasons why it doesn't make any sense. In other words, they think that people should be renting. And maybe in a metropolitan area, like New York City, that would make sense.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, here's my thing. The home ownership has always been the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, why would we take that away? And just because the market isn't doing what we all would hope, want, or expect, but it's still the American dream. And there's so many people, even foreigners, that come to this country and they want to realize the American dream.
And buy their own
home.
And absolutely.
So the Wall Street Journal, September 15, 2010 edition, came out with a nice article opposed to the Time magazine article. And they cited 10 reasons why it makes economic sense anymore.
Number one. You can get a good deal. Homes that are for sale are
on sale.
That's right.
Yes, a lot of good deals out there. Interest rates, mortgages are really cheap these days.
What was it the other week? The 30-year average was 4.37%. I heard. Oh my goodness!
Save on taxes.
Any property taxes are tax deductible. That's right. So if I pay $2,000 in property taxes, I can write them off at the end of the year.
It's yours.
That's right. And you're not writing off your rent. It's mine. That's right. And I will take some pride in ownership.
It's forced savings. It's risk capital. It offers some inflation protection. And there are a ton of homes to choose from.
I like it's forced savings. I have to be forced to save money. That's a good way to do it. My mortgage payment every month is a savings plan.
Mm-hmm. So you're not disciplined? Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not.
Okay, and number 10.
Sooner or later, the market will go up.
Yes, it will clear. Definitely will.
It's all cyclical. Things go up, they go down.
Mm-hmm.
NAR, which is the National Association of Realtors Research Division, did a study recently on the social benefits of homeownership and stable housing. And their whole research showed that the importance of the housing sector on the economy and the long-term social and financial benefits to individual homeowners. And their research cited that the housing sector directly accounted for approximately 14% of total economic activity in 2009. And they looked at educational achievement, civic participation, health benefits, crime, property maintenance improvement. And that was all part of their research. And it was interesting to look back that back in 1960, believe it or not, home ownership topped 60%. Modest gains were made during the 60s, 70s, and 80s, but during the 1990s, the homeownership rate once again trended upward as mortgage rates steadily declined and the economy expanded at rates not experienced in many years. By 2004, 69% of Americans owned their homes, a record high. And the homeownership rate has since declined to about 66.9.
Not much of a decline.
And that's in the second quarter of 2010. That's the research, and people want a home, and why deny them the right? That's
pride and ownership, too. I mean, I'm going to take much better care of a property if I know it's mine. I can't call the landlord to fix a hole in the wall that I punched when I got angry.
Exactly.
You know, so I would take much better care of it as my own.
I agree. 10 market facts for uncertain times. Well, we're seeing signs that the economy is improving. It's growing. It's slow, but it's growing.
Yes, I agree.
Private sector is finally creating some jobs.
Thank goodness.
Consumer confidence remains low, but it is clearly off bottom.
Yes.
The 30-year mortgage rate is at generational lows.
Yes.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, 4.37% for a 30-year fixed. In the early 80s, it was up to 18%.
Wow.
18%. Can you imagine that? So it's taken a little bit of a... I think it's corrected a lot. So even, I mean, it's half of what it was 10 years ago. You can't beat it.
The national median home price is stabilizing.
Okay. What's the difference between average and median?
Oh, we go through this every time I say that word. Median. If you list...
the highest. To the lowest. It's in the middle.
Oh, you guys are so smart. And what's the average?
If you take all the prices and add them together and divide them by the number of numbers that you added up,
you're a smart cookie.
Got the average.
You are one smart cookie.
No, I just pay attention.
No.
She gets an A for listening.
I know what it is. I just want everybody else to know.
Okay. So the national median home price is stabilizing, and that's good news. Other home price measurements also are showing price stabilization. Home price to income ratios have returned to fundamentally justifiable
levels.
I like that.
I like
word.
That too.
Yes, I do. I like that.
Economists expect price increases in coming years. I can't see prices going down much more.
Well, they could.
They could. That's right. That's right. Never say never.
Yeah.
Never say never, because you don't know what the future holds.
Delinquencies are high, but recent loan originations are performing well. You know, and that brings up a point that also I've come across some information too, that the pendings for August and September on the national levels are up. So the pending contracts, meaning those that are under contract properties.
That are under contract now.
Sellers have accepted an offer from a buyer.
Okay.
Pending sales are up.
Very good.
So that's good news. And the long-term path to self-reliance may be helped from long-term housing wealth gains. So those are 10 market facts for uncertain times.
Housing wealth gains. I like wealth gains. I'd like to get some wealth gains. Okay. What are we going to do?
Do monthly payments, 2005 versus 2010. This is also good information that we came across this week. Say you had a house in Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, PA, New Jersey areas.
Mm-hmm.
You had a median price in 2010 of $227.
Mm-hmm.
In 2005.
The price was $242,000.
Right.
So the price is down. It's about
20%.
Well, no, the price is down not even 10%.
10%.
Right? Okay. It's just about 10%. I'd have to do some quick math. It's less. 10, 27. Okay, anyway. So with the mortgages and the interest rate going down, declining so much, the price of that home today is 20% less than it was then, because interest rates are down so at historic lows that that same home today is cost you 20% less than it did.
In 2005.
On a month-to-month basis. That would be a difference in your monthly payment.
And they have all these different areas all broken down. And it's very interesting, the significant percentage differences, and some areas have realized a 50% decrease in the payment in 2010 than when it was in 2005. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, between the prices correcting and the interest rates coming down so low. Some of them are, oh my goodness, 49, 50%. Oh, that's Phoenix. Yeah, that's taken some hit, that market out there. They say that's the biggest, that Las Vegas, Florida took a big hit.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time today. We're going to go over a listing.
Okay, I'm going to go over the listing today. It's Trish Conway Nardelli's listing. It's at 452 Delaware Street in Troop. It's listed for $124.9. It's four bedrooms and one bath. This, I was over there the other day. This is a beautiful, spacious four-bedroom home in the Mid-Valley School District. It's got a lot of natural woodwork throughout. It's got French doors leading the foyer to the living room. Closets in each bedroom. That's nice. Some of these older homes don't have that. It's got a full walk-up attic, which is great for storage or an additional room. Also, it has the laundry room on the first floor off the eat-in kitchen, which is nice. I don't like going down to the basement. Replacement windows, newer wiring, and a furnace, a fenced-in yard with a two-car driveway. And this is really nice. It's in Troop. Taxes are $882.
Wow.
Very low.
Way low.
$882, and there's no garbage fees.
I knew that was going to get your attention.
Yes, that's the savings that keeps giving and giving.
Wow.
So
good deal.
Yes. And that's listed by Trish Dardelli, 452 Delaware Street in Troop.
And what's the price?
$124.9.
And good. How can they contact Trish?
At 344-6724. They can call our office, Century 21 Jack Ruddy.
You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And before we conclude our show today, we'd like to go over a tip if you're trying to find some money.
I like this. This is a good one. We were talking about this last night. Pay attention, Jess. This is a good one.
My ears are wide open.
There was a recent article in Consumer Reports, the October 2010 issue, and it was titled, Where to Find Lost Loot.
In the couch?
Aside from that.
No.
Under the mattress.
My kid digs that all out. There's nothing left.
In the garage. Anywhere. Find it. No. They suggest checking out www.missingmoney.com. That's missingmoney.com, which is a collaborative effort between state governments and various financial institutions. By entering your name, you can search for reports of unclaimed accounts or life insurance proceeds.
No kidding.
So I know what we're all going to be doing today.
Yeah, yeah, did you guys try this already?
Can I use the computer over there?
Yeah. Now here's my question. Do you have to enter any other information?
You
don't know?
No, see, they had one in New York that I used to look through, and it was just your name, your first and your last name.
Really? Yep.
And then it would show you all the listings.
I'm going to have to go look now.
And it would have all the addresses of the people with that name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when you did that.
Yep. I found my cousin. I called him up. I said, you got money?
Yeah.
That would be nice. I don't think there's any money out there.
Yeah, I don't think I have any either.
Life insurance policies that anybody wants to leave to us, that's fine.
I'll feel like I'm playing the lottery, though, when I log on to look.
Mm-hmm. And you won't have to pay.
As you're waiting for their browser to kind of finish loading, it's going to be like, oh, is it there? Yeah. Always waiting for that winning jackpot number.
Of course, we all do.
Have the light flashing on top of the computer like you do at the casino.
Yeah. Well, it's time to say goodbye. Thanks for joining us on the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, again with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney.
Thank you very much.
My husband, fellow realtor. We're from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. So remember to contact us by email.
At questions@jruddy.com, or you can call us toll free if you're out of the area. Area at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
You can visit our website, jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com, to view our listings or to search the MLS. Thank you for joining us today and have a phenomenal weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.